This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Travel and Leisure magazine has had just about enough of Americans leaving vacation days unused every year. There's a special edition of the magazine out today called Operation Vacation. Deals and travel tips to get, well, us, because mea culpa, to take more time off. Nathan Lump is the editor-in-chief at the magazine. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
Why is it a bad thing if people don't take vacation? I mean, what's the problem?
You know, I think that when people don't take their time off, they don't have any mental space, basically, to get away from the, you know, both the stress but also the demands of the office. And, you know, there's plenty of research out there that suggests that that's actually not good for people's productivity. It's not good for their creativity. There's also a really big economic impact to this. You know, the Project Time Off research says that, you know, there's as much as a, you know, $236 billion economic impact of people not taking this time. Because also when people take time off, they tend to spend money. So it's actually a good mover for the economy. You know, if people took even just one more day a year than they do, the people who leave unused days on the table, that's $33 billion in the economy.
Okay, but the reason people don't take vacation is usually they're worried that it's going to impact their, I guess you would say, their reputation at work, right? It's my boss won't let me take vacation. He'll get cranky with me. She'll get cranky with me, you know, whatever. How do you counter that problem?
The number one reason actually why people don't take vacation days is that they're worried about the mountain of work that they're going to come back to.
Really?
So they do care about reputation, but they also, what's happening is that people feel like they have so much work to do that's going to be undone while they're away that it diminishes their enjoyment of the time off. And we think, you know, that there's a lot of work to be done in terms of creating workplace culture that makes it okay for people. Because when you ask managers what they feel about this, they will say that they think that ultimately their employees come back more refreshed and more productive when they take time off. So why aren't we talking about this as something that's beneficial?
We are by far the outlier globally in not taking vacation, right? I mean, we don't take vacation more than any other country on the planet, probably.
So that's not quite true. Asian countries, particularly South Korea and Japan, are similar to us. So according to some research that I've seen that Expedia does, actually, the South Koreans are one of the worst. They take about 8 to 15 days a year. I think what's a little bit different about Americans is that we get fewer days than anyone else. So the fact that we then also only take maybe half of them is particularly telling and particularly poor.
When was the last time you took a vacation?
Well, I take vacations all the time, although it's a little bit.
Says the guy who works Travel and Leisure. Yeah,
yeah. I can't describe them as vacations entirely because I'm always a little bit working. But I am lucky that I get to go all over the world all the time. I'm out of the office a lot, and you know, I tend to do a lot of blending, what some folks will call bleisure travel, where I'm doing some business but also taking some time for myself.
What about this thing actually? Now that you bleisure, whatever that word, I don't even know what that word is. Right. What about people who, like, they go away, but they're still on email, you know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a lot of folks are staying connected. Personally, I don't think that has to be a problem. I stay connected while I take even when I take vacation. What I try to do is concentrate my time. So say, you know what, I'm gonna take 30 minutes or 60 minutes in the morning, and then I'm going to disconnect during the day. And that allows me to enjoy that time. Thinking about that mountain of work that people are scared about coming back to, I think that can make it better.
Nathan Lump. He's the editor-in-chief at Travel and Leisure. Nathan, thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you.